Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Cheryl Cusimano with the Martin County Master Gardeners. They'll be hosting Taste of the Tropics on Saturday, July 27th at the Blake Library in Stewart. Cheryl, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
Let me ask a really basic question. What exactly is a Master Gardener and what do you do?
I know, that's the question. Well, we are trained volunteers who provide research-based gardening information to the public, in our case, for the residents of Martin County. And we have over 100 members, and next year we will be celebrating our 30th year. And most of what we do is to provide help to the residents of Martin County. We have a help desk Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and any resident can come in and ask us questions about their yard, things that are happening. We also have quarterly library lectures where we provide information on gardening to the public. And then we have events like this one coming up, the Taste of the Tropics.
And I'm gathering there's some sort of extensive training you go through to become a master gardener?
Yeah, it is. We have about a 3-month training program, and it's provided by the University of Florida IFES Cooperative Extension Service. It's one day a week for 3 months, and we have various topics each week. In fact, there's a class coming up in September, and there are still a couple of spaces left if anybody's interested. I'd call quickly, though, because it's going to fill up soon.
And you cover a wide spectrum, anything to do with plants and gardening and lawns and...
Absolutely, yeah. Any person who has a problem in their yard, I mean, we don't deal with commercial people. They have a separate group they can go to within the extension office, but we deal with the resident, yeah.
I'm speaking today with Cheryl Cusimano with Martin County Master Gardeners. You've got your Taste of the Tropics coming up on Saturday, July 27th at the Blake Library in Stewart. If I could sum it up in just a few words, it's all about the fruit, but you could take it from there.
I think that's exactly right. It's all about the fruit. There are three basic events. The first one is the main event, which is the fruit tasting, also a viewing of various tropical vegetables. We're going to have educational tables in there. And if anyone has a problem with their yard, we'll have many master gardeners on hand to answer their questions. But first of all, everybody will be greeted when they walk in the building by hearing a steel drum band that's provided by the library system in Martin County. And we're very grateful to them for partnering with us on this project because it's allowing us to have a much larger venue. And then we also have vendors that are going to be outside selling the fruit tree, so you can taste the fruit and then buy the tree, which is a good idea. And there are a bunch of other vendors out there as well. And then on the hour, we have various topics being addressed, and that's also within the Blake Library.
The tasting part seems especially fun, to be able to sample fruits you might not normally be exposed to.
Absolutely. We're going to have various fruits available for tasting. We're also going to have a chef among us this year. It's the first year we've had a chef within our Master Gardener organization, and he's going to be making various recipes and even handing out the recipes. So you can not only taste the fresh fruit, but you can also sample a recipe made with the fresh fruit and leave with the recipe.
Is this a good time of year to plant fruit trees? I was just wondering, because I'm thinking of planting some myself, and I'm wondering, is it too hot in summer, or is this a good time?
It's actually the best time, because it's the rainy season, and anything that you plant needs to have a lot of rain each day or water each day to grow. So it is actually a good time to acclimate a tree to your landscape.
So people shouldn't be intimidated by the term master gardeners, thinking
it'll be
too technical or you'll feel somehow.
Oh gosh, no. We're a great group of people and we have a lot of fun and we're very down to earth and I think everybody will have a good time.
I've been speaking today with Cheryl Cusimano with the Martin County Master Gardeners. If you'd like to find out more about the Master Gardeners or Taste of the Tropics, you'll find information on our website, wqcs.org. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, wqcs.org. Under the News tab, you'll see a link for Treasure Coast Happenings. And when writing, be sure and put Treasure Coast Happenings in the subject line. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.